would have heard some pretty disturbing stories over the past couple of days about children as young as 10 being held in watch houses across Queensland. So, Alex, you've been working on this story across the afternoon.
Yes, so this was all brought out by Four Quarters on Monday night, and here's a little sort of mashup of some of the stuff they had on there.
The most dangerous people in Australia go in those watch houses. You know, they're in there for murder. They're in there, there's pedophiles. There's every bad person in Australia goes through that system. We've got 10-year-old kids going into the watch houses. Why are we doing this?
If we don't think it's justifiable to hold adults for more than 48 hours in these circumstances, what are we doing to children who are being held for up to a month in these circumstances? And I can tell you that my staff are reporting significant mental well-being decline and psychiatric decline for these kids.
Seeing kids peeping out of the cell doors, out of, like, you know, out of the little cell hatches that we put, they put the food on. They peep out of there and they're craning their necks to look at you, and they've got tears in their eyes, and they'll just say, "Miss, when am I getting out of here?" Or, "Miss, can you tell them I didn't do it?" Or, "Miss, tell them that I want to talk to Mum." And it's horrible. It's really harrowing.
So we're talking about kids who've been held in isolation for weeks at a time, in one case more than 3 weeks, kids put in with alleged sex offenders, kids who've lost fingers indoors that have closed on them. They've had to go and have surgery to reattach them. Kids attempting self-harm and even suicide. The revelations this week about children as young as 10 being held in police lockups have made very disturbing listening. It's something that everyone seems to broadly agree on, that putting kids in police lockups is bad. But the question is, what should we be doing with these kids instead? So I've had a chat with Youth Affairs Network Queensland Director Siavash Dustka. This is what he's had to say about that.
What we should be doing is not contemplate places like a youth detention center, which are not much better than the police watch houses. The kind of disturbing information that came out of the Four Corners are not specific to police watch houses. We've had similar issues happening in youth detention centers, as we knew last year, the stuff that came out of the Northern Territory, the Don Dale stuff. And investigations here in Queensland, in the Cleveland Youth Detention and the Brisbane Youth Detention Centre. So these are not facilities that any child should be kept in. Children, and we've been talking to government for many years, children of that particular, that low age children should not be kept in detention. They should be within the communities. And if there are behavioural issues that have been displayed by these children, we should be responding within a social health framework.
So how does that look? Because some of the behaviours from these kids can be quite unruly and they can be quite unmanageable.
Best thing is to actually do something before it becomes unmanageable. So it's always easier to look at it as from a prevention point of view. So we're basically putting our money in the wrong end. We're standing at the bottom of the cliff and watching these kids fall off and saying what we should do in the bottom. How do we need more ambulances? Do we need to do anything down here? And it's really hard to try to get them up, and I almost never can get these kids back up to the top of the cliff. But what we need is prevention programs, which are like a fence that needs to be built up on there, so to prevent these children falling down. And by that, it's basically we've got to put the best interest of the child at the center. And that's the last thing that we're doing now. We're going by media hype, and both sides of politics have been basically doing this hairy chest banging of trying to be tougher than one another and accusing one another of being soft on crime. We're talking about children. We're not talking about hardened adult criminals. We're talking about a young, very vulnerable group of our citizens who need our protection. Let's be clear here. Majority of the kids that are in police watch houses and youth detention centres are not there for serious crimes. Those who are saying these are hardened criminals, they're lying. They're playing politics with their lives of these children and putting our community in danger. And why I say that is that the police watch houses and youth detention centres are a pipeline to adult life of crime. So the earlier we put these young people in the youth justice system, the more likely it is that they're going to graduate from the adult criminal justice system. And so prevention programs are our best option. But unfortunately, hardly any investment from the government is going to prevention programs. And almost all of the money in last couple of years, to the tune of almost $500 million, has gone into youth justice system, which is way too late and would pay hardly any dividends in terms of either saving us money or enhancing our community safety.
All right. In terms of prevention programs then, what sort of things are we talking about?
They're youth workers. They're groups of young people who are showing tendencies of being disengaged from school, from mainstream activities, for whatever reason. And the reasons are multitudes. So we've got to really look at that. And the best people who are equipped to deal with that are youth workers. They're the ones that traditionally have been able to, they've got the skill sets to be able to build trusting relationship with marginalized young people. And unless you actually build a trusting relationship with young people, you're not going to find out what's happening in their lives, and you would not be able to actually intervene or support them to actually change behavior or do anything.
So where would you see youth workers actually intervening here? Like at which point?
Young people, youth workers that are based in the community. The experience shows within the youth work that young people basically refer one another because they know that they are trusting people. They're people who are not going to drop them to their parents, to authorities, to police, because they've done something. So we need people that the young people can trust, that they can be as vulnerable as they are in the real life and tell them the truth about their lives.
When you do have kids who have crossed over the line, they've come into contact with the police, they've committed crimes, their behaviour may be unmanageable. When that early intervention hasn't been able to happen, as obviously it's not happening at the moment, what do you do with those kids? What should be done with those kids who are currently being held in watch houses around Queensland?
Well, again, majority of those young people, a majority of the kids in the youth detention centres and in police watch houses have not been convicted of any crime. They're on remand, so they basically have not been sentenced. There's nothing there in terms of actually their conviction. The majority of them, by the time they get sentenced, they walk free because they've spent more time in detention centre than actually there would have been their sentence for whatever it is that they got picked up. And majority of it, as I said, are not serious crime. They're minor crime that should be dealt with as a social health issue. If your own child, your 10-year-old child, jumped the fence and stole a purse from the neighbor, which was sitting on a table next to the pool, this is your child that's 10-year-old. What do? You call the police and expect the police to come and take them away, put them in a watch house for weeks on end, put them, if they start screaming, to put them in isolation, put them in a straitjacket, and then from there transfer them, if they're lucky, into a youth detention centre, mix them with all the young people that actually have done much more serious crime stuff, and thinking that that's your child, this is the best interest of your child. You never do that, or you never even contemplate it for your own children. So why should we contemplate that for someone else's child, for other children who haven't got the parents for whatever reason, to do that caring for them?
Siavash Dushta speaking there with ABC's Alex Easton from the Drive program, and Siavash is from the Youth Affairs Network Queensland.